You're walking.
I got something for y'all so crazy. In the world of the internet these days, we know we see everything that is crazy. So this kind of a financial literacy note. Sometimes I see things that don't make no sense at all, and I wonder how do people fall for it. But here on this video, I'm going to show you exactly what this guy goes around. You know, shouts out to Fair Use, using Fair Use. What guy goes around and asks people what they prefer, a chocolate bar, just a chocolate candy bar, Hershey's bar, versus a pure silver bar. And what do you think people say? So let's take a look at this and all of the good stuff like that. But if y'all haven't done so already, y'all know what we're going to do. Go ahead and make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you already know what time it is. This is the Investor Show. As always, this is your greatest host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time. So let's jump straight into it. Drop in the comments, would you choose a chocolate bar or a silver bar? Let's play it. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Your lucky day today, you win a free 10-ounce silver bar, pure silver bullion, or a free Hershey's king-size chocolate bar.
Take this one.
You'll take the chocolate bar. Who needs a 10-ounce bar of silver? No. Have a good day. It's your choice. A free 10-ounce bar of silver bullion, or a free king-size Hershey bar.
I think I'll take the Hershey bar.
Go ahead. It's your lucky day. Just right. Fresh out of the refrigerator.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Who needs a 10-ounce bar?
Now, to me, I think about it myself. I look at, like, who in their right mind would use, who would choose a chocolate candy bar over a bar of silver? You know, the bar of silver can go up in value over time, where the chocolate bar is going to lose value over time, and I can eat a chocolate bar at any time. Chocolate bar probably costs me $1 versus this bar of silver. I don't know what the bar of silver was going for at that particular time, but that's just my way of thinking. But when I look at this, I know I have a lot more work to do as far as financial literacy. So y'all let me know. I'm going to keep playing it.
Bar of silver when you can have a good, delicious bar of chocolate, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'd rather have the Hershey bar than the silver bar?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would.
Yeah,
okay.
The Hershey bar, you can eat the silver bar.
Yeah, that's right. You can't eat the silver. What are you going to do with a 10-ounce bar of silver, right? You know. Which one do you want?
Probably the chocolate, because I'm a girl and it's been a cranky day.
Okay, it's yours. Eat it quick, because it's getting hot out here.
It's fine.
Just offering people a free Hershey bar today, or a free silver bar. Which one would you prefer?
Silver? I'll take the...
Who needs a silver bar? Lucky day today, a free chilled Hershey bar straight out of the fridge, or this bar of silver. It's 10
what?
Ounces.
What are you guys doing?
Which one do you want?
Well, I don't have any way to do anything with the silver.
Okay. So you'd prefer the Hershey bar?
Yeah, but is it real?
Yes. Just straight out of the fridge.
Doesn't seem real.
The Hershey bar doesn't seem real. I mean, we could go into this coin shop, we could verify the silver bar is real.
No, that's all right.
It's real.
I always take chocolate.
Now, the crazy part is people up here talking about, I just did a quick Google search and see how much is a 10-ounce bar of silver cost worth? It's like $290-something today. $290-something of silver versus a $1 pile of sugar and chocolate. I don't know. Let's keep going.
Always take chocolate. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're a winner today. Oh. We're offering a free Hershey bar right out of the fridge.
Okay.
Or a free silver bar. It's 10 ounces. It's a little tarnished. Which one do you want?
I don't know. Chocolate bar.
Go ahead.
Right.
It's yours. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. You're a winner.
What am I winning?
You win either a free 10-ounce bar of tarnished old silver bullion, or this Hershey bar just out of the fridge.
What's gonna happen?
Which one do you want?
The candy.
Go ahead, it's yours. All right, we got another winner, the Hershey bar giveaway. Thank you.
Now, people go back and say this is crazy. Prince, why are you putting this up? Why are you bringing this video? Shout out to the guy that made this. I don't know him personally, but I saw this and I had it a long time ago. I just never done this episode. But rekindle this idea was, as for you guys and girls who don't know, I wrote three children's books that are a book club that we give to kids, where the kids read a book, they take a quiz on the book, and at the end, we make one of the kids a shareholder of stock. One little girl won 2 ounces, no, not 2 ounces, but it got me thinking about silver, two shares of Coca-Cola stock going to be awarded to the young lady. We gave her a nice little stock certificate, and we gave her 2 liter of Coca-Cola, the kind of sort of product she was investing in, and we was going to send the shares of stock to the little girl. But before we can do that, she needed an investment account, a custodian account. And in order to do this, the mom had to sign off on it. The mom had to create an investment account. Would you guys and girls believe the mom was more interested in the 2 liter Coca-Cola than 2 shares of Coca-Cola stock? She was like, well, what is the catch with the stock? I don't know about this. I'm like, hey, the stock is free. You want these 2 shares of Coca-Cola stock, or do you want a 2 liter Coke? She wanted the 2 liter Coke. I saw the dismay in the little girl's eyes, and I had to sit down and go back and forth with this mother for 6 months in order for her to open up an investment account for her child and to get the free stock. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy, right? And then when I saw this, so people think it, they look at this and say, oh, what is this chocolate bar, silver bar thing? I saw it in real life, and leads to say this mother was a school teacher. She was more interested in the 2 liter Coke than 2 shares of Coca-Cola stock. That lets you know people need to know the difference, or there are people out there. That's why I see things on the internet that makes absolutely zero sense. I mean, people make some of the outlandish things. Shout out to the podcast or YouTube channel, Pocket Watching with JT, that kind of talks about a lot of fake gurus, people that say some of the most outlandish things. And people follow and listen to it because maybe they have a nice lifestyle. Maybe they show them their watches and jewelry and cars and clothes, and they might be some sort of celebrity, but it'll make absolutely zero fundamental sense. But it makes sense when you know the general public is not that financially savvy, which is crazy. Let me see what y'all saying in the comments before I get up out of here. What's going on, Al, my guy? Always hold it in. Max B said chocolate. Okay. I know Max B, he got a crying emoji on there. I know he's joking around, but hey, it's real. Brock N, what's going on? He said that's unreal that people are choosing chocolate over silver. That's crazy. Michael McFeely says, excellent. Can't wait to see. Right? And I can't say your name here. Mayetta says, I'm taking silver. I'm right there with you. I'm definitely going to take the silver any day. Because, I mean, the chocolate bar is what, maybe at best $2. The silver is at $200 and it can grow in value. I can take the silver bar and cash it in and buy how many bars of chocolate if I love chocolate that much. Brock N said he did the same thing with 1 ounce of gold, a 1 ounce gold coin or a $20 bill. I already know everybody took the $20 bill because the $20 bill, we already know with inflation, just eating that $20 bill up left and right, that invisible tax. But I had to show this and let you guys know and put a little context on my own personal situation that I've seen and to talk about it. You know, let me know what you guys and girls think. I'm going to keep the content coming. I got to run out of here to get to an appointment real quick, but I wanted to share this. All right. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy y'all see me do around the globe, y'all know what to do. Hit that like, subscribe, comment, share button. Turn those notifications on. As always, my name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investing. Peace. Be safe. I'm out.